lois tishchatu, you need legufa to say it's allowed. It's allowed to shech lois of yespinoi. Smur says no. In came if so, lichta, the Pasuk Yoshua said lois tishchot. My lois tishchatu, what's the extra vov? Says diik to say, you chayiv two times malchus. So must be, no matter which way you do it, whether ois of yespinoi or benoi of yesoisoi, is the love. Smur says no, via kati still, mi boli, we need the Pasuk. Because the cost of Rachmona lois tishchot, Joshua would have said, don't shecht. However, I mean, I would have thought to say, chad in trei loi. His only yes, he can shecht one. But by trei loi, Rashi says, shochad echad aim, v'yechad abbas, hafilu achroin toto. Maybe if two people, one person shechted the mother, and then a different person shechted the kid, maybe there's no lav. But the apostle lois tishchot, I would think the same person can shecht both. But if somebody else shechts both, maybe there's no lav. His cost of achmon le sishchatu, mashmi no. That's mashmi, even though two people do it, still there's a lav. Samara says, cost of achmon le sishchatu, but filu treiv no, two people do it. So that's what the pasuk is for. So that actually teaches us, even the kid and then the mother. Samara says, no, im kein im so lichtov le yishchatu. Joshua says, loshnov le yishchatu. My lois tishchatu shemina tarati. Here we got two things. Rashi says my lois tishchatu to mashma the tavayu ab the yisur. Two people are doing the yisur. Mashma both of them. Lo yishchatu. Shisha said lo yishchatu. That would have known that yichayv even though two different people shecht. My lois tishchatu. That's being for two things. The Sishka teaches us true in Echnami that if one person shechs the mother and the other person shechs the kid, that still there's a lav on the second one. And also, even if you shech the kid first and then the mother, also you're over lav. So you know both from this pasuk. Now it says in the Mishnah, what shochato aviyes basbito, said a machlokes over there. That in the last case, we shechs the first the mother and then the grandson and then the daughter. So the Tanakhama says Yoni Chayiv once, and Sumka says no, Yechayiv Shemoin, Yechayiv twice. So Malay Abay the Rabbi Yosef, so Abay says Rabbi Yosef, my time with the Sumchas. What's like the Pshat Sumchas over here? He says Yechayiv twice, Malchus. Is the Pshat that Kisava Sumchas holds all over? That all Chal Shnei Zayse Chelav Bela Mechod. If somebody eats two Kizaysim of Chelav with one forgetting, does he hold all over that Chayiv Shtechatoyis Lamaisi Chayiv Shtechatoyis? Since you did like two ma'is averus, even though it's been done b'hele mechod, still you chayiv two chatois. Still also, even though it's been done like you shechted the kid, but this kid right now is being done as an oisav es b'noi to its mother and to its daughter. Therefore, you chayiv shemaynim. And the Mor says, if so, that's the svar really, or the din of real svar is to the shaminim b'yama. We should have heard this chiddush all over a normal place. That whenever you do two ma'isa averus, even though it's vela mechod, that's still yichayiv two kabonis. I the high the komash from the how come it says the chiddush over here is leodich a koyach the rabbanim. What teaches the chiddush in the rabbanim? The current to rabbanim the chiddush is over here. You only chayiv one time malchus. But here the chiddush is the yaf lagav the gufim mechlokim. Even though really the two different gufim. In other words, when you shecht the daughter here, really it's a daughter of the mother that you already shechted. And it's the mother of the grandchild that you shechted already. So it's two different gufim. Like it's the mother and the granddaughter. But this daughter now is in between both of them. It's like two averis because two different gufim achlokim. So the chiddush still, part of the rabbanan, still the rabbanan say it's potter. That's one chiddush to say. The pshat from Sumchas says he holds all over that behela mechad still yechayiv twice. I do maybe no. Maybe it's not the swan in Sumchas. I do maybe I tell you ksava sumchis holds all over in Echanami that all chal shnei zaysim chelav belamecha somebody suke zaysim of chelav with one forgetting and a chayiv lachas even sumchis agrees you only chayiv once. What kind of time will he know what the reason is? Hoyu begufim mechlokim sumchis only says it over here since it's negated to two different gufim. It's negated to the poro and negated to the bas bito and then you shecht in the bas. So this bas is Sidur Nisa both negated to the first Torah and negated to the Bas Bito. And since the Torah and the Bas Bito are two different Gufim, here Sumchus considers it like two separate Maisaveris. But all over maybe no. So was the Shiloh, what's Psan Sumchus? Omle said back to him, in, yes, Kisovar, he holds off Hashnez, the Echelib, and Lemechot Chayef Shnechatois. No, he holds all over like that, Sumchis. That even though it's Bel Lemechot, still you Chayef Tuchatois. Mimai, what's the proof? Midetanan, because learn like this. Hazareya Klayim, somebody says Klayim, Klayim is like, you get Malkus. The question is, my look, what do you mean to say you get Malkus? Hazareya Klayim, Klayim, you get Malkus. What do you mean to say? Lem, if you want to tell me, like Achas, you get Malkus for once. Mashmish, you planted Klayim twice, and you get Malkus. You're over Lavalis, this for Klayim. So, Rapshita, of course, what's the Chiddush of Abiyachayv once? What's the Chiddush? That you Zerei Klayim and you planted the second time. So, Rapshita, at least once you get, what's the Chiddush? For Yoid, or secondly, Ma Klayim, Klayim. What's the Lashon of Klayim, Klayim? Just should have said, whoever plants Klayim gets Malkus. Ela pshita b'shua, we're talking about over here. Beis malkus, the chayv two times malkus. Now, so the question is then, b'maya skin, what are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me, b'zeach hazeh uvishtei hasrois, that you planted the klayim once in the morning and they warned you first, and then you planted a second time in the afternoon and they warned you a second time. So in more that's pshita like tanini, we learned the Mishnah like this. We learned the Mishnah in Gemara Nozir Kedushin, that Nozir shoy shoyse yayin kol hayom. A nozir that starts to drink wine, if he drinks wine the whole day, so locher is ain't a chayv elo achas. There's only chayv one time malchus, only one asro. There's only one helam. But omrula, let's say they told him al tishtev yal shoyse, al tishtev u'shoyse. They said this omrula al tishtev u'shoyse. They warned him first, do not drink wine, and he doesn't listen and he drinks. And then they warned him a second time al tishtev u'shoyse chayv kol achas v'yachas. You see clearly here the locher is that has rois on mechalik. Even though you're continuously drinking, and if you wouldn't have warned you a second time, you'd only be chayiv once. But now that they warn you a second time, the has rois mechalik. You see clearly if they warn you twice about, you chayiv two times malchus. So what's the chiddush over here? El pshit is the story of about sachas. He splits in the both of sachas or vasruachas, and you warned you only one time. And still it says you chayiv two times malchus. You planted klayim twice. With one asra, with one helam, with one asra, I mean. So man, who's it go like? You let me point out going to the rabbonin, the polygle, the sumchis, the one the ones who argue on sumchis, that can't be. Hashtu mahosam the gufim machlokum. Man, look over there. They're two different gufim. One's a pora, one's the bas bito. Patri rabbonin, rabbonin still say when you shech the bas in between, you only chayv one malchus, not twice. Hachol akolshchen here for sure. It's only one guf. It's one meister planting klayim. Isn't it for sure only b'chayiv one time is malchus? El olam sumchus. It goes according to sumchus. It's not according to sumchus. It's chayiv twice. Rashi there for shemamin ochosh nezay sechel bele mechad. It's chayiv twice. Smos says loy. Because here also, since there's only one asra, it's like one helam. It's not chayiv twice. Each meister is called separately, even though there was nothing in between to divide it up. Smos says loy. That's not the pshat. Liyolam could be really going according to Rabbanan over here. And I'll tell you so, in Mil Saga Bruchah Kamashmalon, that the Ikar Trey Gavni Klayim, there are two different types of Klayim. Ulafika Ulafukim with Rabbi Yashia. It's come and teach us, not like a Biyashia. But really, this goes according to the Rabbanan Shita over here. But she's only Rabbanan, what she says, the Beis Asroes, and you warned him twice. And therefore, he planted twice Yechayiv two times. The question was, if the question is, if they warned him twice, the Chorim Pshit Yechayiv twice, what's the Chiddush? So the Chiddush over here is what type of climb he was doing. But she says, K'mashmu Dika Trey Gavni climbed the Bein Chita V'chartzin, or Bein Soira V'chartzin, heavy climb. If you plant wheat, and a chartzin, and a grape seed, or also Bein Soira, barley and a grape seed, that Yechayiv. And the Chiddush said, Lafuka Rabbi Yashia, he said, no, Yoni Chayv, you plant all three together. So that's the Chiddush, we hold on like Rabbi Yashia. The Yom, we learn like this, Rabbi Yashia says, Achi Yizra Chito Sarev Achatzim Apolis Yad. When you Chayv Aklai Kerim, only if you plant together a one seed at least of barley, one of wheat, and one of Achatzim, and one of a grape. Apolis Yad with one throwing, that's when you Chayv Malchus. But if you're just a Achatzim, and a Chito, Achatzim, and a Sarev, you put them. So the Chiddush is not like a Biyashi, we owe each one separately is also Chayiv. Then Echnami, the reason why you Chayiv twice here, because there were two separate Hasrois. That's why two separate actions, that's why you Chayiv. Now Tumor says, Kamashman, here the Chiddush is, that the Chizorah Chitin V'chartzin, or else the Sarah V'chartzin, Nami M'chayiv. That's the Chiddush. They only plant a seed of wheat and the grape, or the barley and the grape, also yechayiv. So far we have no proof. The Gemara says, "Natoshma, come in here." Ocho mizek kezayis to mizek zayis sefik shmoinim. If mirak kezayis near kezayis, it's hard to get twice markers. You get 80. Rashi says talking about the shnei gid hanosha shel shtei yirechos shobei machas. From one animal, if you eat both sides of the gid hanosha on the right thigh and the left thigh, so Tanakam holds you get two times markers. If you do, I'm no in a sefik elamim. You only get Malchus once. Rashi explains that Yud time it. He said later in the Gemara Perek Gid Hanosha that the Gid Hanosha is only knowing with one thigh, not on both of them. Now the Gemara says, "Hey, Chidom, what's Chayes talking about over here? Ilaim b'zachze yet one kizayis of Gid Hanosha first, and then a second kizayis later. Uvishtei asroys, and you won twice." So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Yehuda to hold even chayiv once? The Chayiv not even chayiv one time, Malchus. Because if so, it's Asura Sofiki. Because Asura Sofiki, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not sure, like, which one is really the Gid Hanosha. He holds only Negev to one, either the right or the left, and we're not sure. So if he ate one first by itself, and you get Hasroa, it's Asura Sofiki. It's not Vadi doing an Issa at that time. If you would eat both of them together with one Asura, then for sure you're doing an Issa. But if you're telling me the case is b'zachazim, if so, the shaminule we heard of Yudav Yudishita is the only he always says hasroa sofik is leishma asroa. It's not called asroa, so you should not even get one time Malchus here. The tiny would learn like this: hiko azeh b'chozeh b'ikra azeh. Case we have a sofik, this kid, which is the father. The sofik ben tishal rishon or ben shival to the second one. So we don't know who the real father is. We have a sofik whether it's the first one or the second husband. Where a wife was married first, and then she got married to a second husband, and she came pregnant and gave birth after 7 months, so we don't know it's from the second husband or from the first husband. We don't know who the father is. So that's sort of the kid now hit one father, and then he hit the other one. Or else, killazir, because of a killazir, cursed one and he cursed the other one. Or she killed Shnei Mavasachas, hit both of Mavasachas. Or she killed Shnei Mavasachas. So Chayiv, Tanakama says, in any case, you Chayiv one, because they hold Asura Sophic Ishmael Asura. However, if you do, I mean, no, it depends. If you hit both of them, Mavasachos, or curse both of them, and they give you one Asura, so Mavadi, you're doing an Issa right now, you're Chayiv. But B'zachazeh Potter, why? Because it's called Asura Sof, each one separately, we don't know for sure you're doing the Issa. You see, according to Yehuda, it's Asura Sof, it's Lo Shmei Asura. So in this case, we ate the two Gid Hanoshes, you can't say it's talking about B'zachazeh, then Yehuda would not say you get Malchus at all. Ela, Pshit, Potter, Mavasachas, or Basruachas. And therefore, that's what Yehuda says, you get Malchus at least once, because you did a Vada Yisra. Well, man, Tanakam, Musa Tanakam, then it says what? You get Shemaynim. Who's that? You let me go and tell me the Rabbon and the Polygon, the Sumchis, the Rabbon Lagi, and Sumchis, that can't be. Hashtu Mahos, and the Gufun Machlokim, the two different Gufun, the Pora, and the Bas Bito. Still Patri Rabbon, you only get one time Malchus. Hocho, where it's only one Guf. Lekoshka, isn't it for sure, should only be one time Malchus, not two? And while must not according to Sumchasi, they say according to Sumchasi, if you eat two Gid Hanoshes, Bevasachas, with one Asura, you get two times Malchus. They say according to Sumchasi, always that way, each mice is called a separate mice, even though it's with one Asura, Be'elamachas. You see that Sumchasi, we see the Sumchasi Svar all over. Svar says no. Loyal, Yolam, I tell you, Bezachas, Adon, Bezachas, for Rabbonin. It goes according to Rabbanan Shita. B'zechazeh, that's why Yechayim Shemoinim, they're two separate Hasroah. And so the Kashi was, according to Rabbi Yehuda then, what do you get Malchus? Each Hasroah is called Hasroah Sofik. And the more of Haitana, Sobla Kiddich, the Tana of the Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that the other Tana of Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomer, that Tana holds Hasroah Sofik, is like a Shmei Hasroah. The Tana you learn like this. The Pasuk says, Lo Yisrasiru Menu Ad Boiker, don't leave over, like don't make noise by Korban, don't leave it over to the next morning. You're supposed to burn it. His boakas, the boss comes to teach us that Lita Nesia Haloysa say, Loy Meshain Loykin Allah of Divra Yuda.